Hey, producer Taylor Quimby here. On today's show, we took a look back at the worst public apologies of 2013, from Paula Deen to Lance Armstrong to crack-smoking Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. But before we can pick apart what made their apologies so head-slappingly bad, it helps to break down what makes a good apology in the first place. So I caught up with Guy Winch, psychologist and author of Emotional First Aid, Practical Strategies for Treating Failure, Rejection, Guilt, and Other Everyday Psychological Injuries. Guy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So what basic parts should a good apology include?
A good apology should have five parts. It should have a clear "I'm sorry" statement. It should have an expression of regret for what happened or what the person did. It really should have an acknowledgement that some kind of social norm or some kind of expectation was violated in that case. It should obviously have a request for forgiveness, because that's the goal of the apology. And most importantly, and this is the factor that we tend to omit most often, it really should have an empathy statement that acknowledges the full impact of our actions or our omissions on the other person.
So you think that most people, when they apologize and it doesn't quite meet all those standards, a lot of times they probably just say, you know, "I'm sorry," you know, and then they maybe make an excuse, that sort of thing?
That is what happens. I mean, unfortunately, you know, five-year-olds will come into the room and be told to say, "I'm sorry," and they'll say, "Well, I'm sorry," and we'll accept their apology because they said, "I'm sorry," so by the rules of whatever, we have to accept it. And our apologies as adults haven't progressed much since. We're not much better than the five-year-olds in that sense, because we tend to forget that the whole point of the apology is to ease the feelings of the other person, not of our own. And so we tend to make the apologies focused on us, with our excuses and why we did it and why we didn't do it. And we tend to forget that really the focus of everything we're saying should be the other person and what they feel and what they went through.
So what might be a good example of a really bad public apology that listeners might remember from before 2013?
So Serena Williams, I think, at the U.S. Open a few years ago, was not pleased with a call by a line judge.
That's putting it mildly, I think.
And she threatened to do something with the tennis balls and the line judge's mouth, if I remember correctly, shove them down her mouth, or there was something very, very threatening about what she said. And her first apology, she was really upset, and she came out afterwards, and she issued an apology that was clearly not written by a publicist, which they usually are. This one was not, because the apology literally lacked almost every possible ingredient, and it was so focused on Serena explaining why she did, what her mood was, what her mindset was. She completely neglected to address the person she should have addressed, and that was the line judge. And so it's a typical example when celebrities, when politicians, when a lot of people, athletes, whenever, when they say the wrong thing, they're very, very focused on explaining and making excuses, and they're not focused at all on addressing the feelings and the impact on the people they offended.
Yeah, the kind of irony here is that a bad apology can really make things worse, because when you've got somebody who comes out to, you know, ostensibly say, "I'm sorry," and instead they say, "You don't know how it feels to be me," that really just that ticks everybody off a little bit more, doesn't it?
And that's why, that's exactly right, and that's why you usually see in the public domain, apologies come in series, because it starts with a bad one,
right,
and then there's a better explanation and an attempt at the second one, but it takes them quite a few rounds to get it right. And to be honest, they never quite get it right, and not aware of many that really say it in a very compelling way that you feel, "Oh, wow, that person really does get it and really is sorry." You feel that they're just trying to get out of hot water, and that is their motivation, but there's a way to do it. And the thing is, it's just not that complicated. And to me, it's always astonishing that isn't there any publicist there who's writing that for them, who actually knows how to apologize correctly? I mean, doesn't anyone know the main ingredients? And it seems not.
Guy Winch, thanks so much for telling us more about how to apologize.
You're very welcome. It's too late to apologize.
Okay, so now we know what makes a good apology, so let's hear some of the worst. Click on the link under Related Content to hear our roundtable discussion on the worst apologies of 2013. And tell us what you think by joining the discussion on our Facebook page at Word of Mouth Radio.